Day after tomorrow, we are going to celebrate our first anniversary of the inauguration of Ujjain Temple. Last year, on Nityananda Trayodashi, the inauguration took place. The date according to English calendar was on 10th February, but this year the Tithi falls on the 31st January. So according to the Tithi, we are celebrating this festival. 1 year went by, but it seems just the other day. It was last year, I remember at this time, I was in such anxiety because the things were not ready, the temple was not ready, and last few days was very, very hectic. And for example, even the day before, the night before the inauguration, the whole temple room looked like a battlefield. Like the scaffoldings everywhere, the floor was strewn with all kinds of things, the false ceiling was not done, and the painting, the 27 feet diameter painting, was yet to be put up. But everyone worked, all the people who were taking care of different areas. They actually had to work through the whole night, and by Krishna's mercy, in the morning, everything was complete. And but one big job was to clean the temple, because it was actually, the temple was a construction site. So after Mangala Arati, I made an announcement. Many devotees were there. Last year for the inauguration, about 2,500 devotees came. And during the Mangala Arati, after the Mangala Arati, I made an announcement that those who wanted to clean the temple, they could come. And practically all of them responded, and we all marched into the temple and we started cleaning. And from 5:30 to 7 o'clock, within 2 hours, everything was cleaned and the temple was ready for inauguration. So it was a wonderful experience, and not only a wonderful experience, it was an extremely memorable experience, at least for me and those who were here at that time. Sometimes I wonder how I managed to build this temple in 10 months' time. And the only thought that comes to my mind is, or only realization and awareness that comes to my mind is, it happened by Krishna's mercy. And this actually proved like how we sincerely, when you try to serve Krishna, Krishna actually helps, and all kinds of wonderful things happen. This year it's a lot more relaxed. Now the temple is built and everything is going on nicely. People who come here, they, with great admiration, they admit that the temple atmosphere is so beautiful, the deity worship standard is so high, and the Shringar is so beautiful, and on top of everything, the deities are so exquisitely beautiful. Jananivas Prabhu, my godbrother, who had been the pujari in Mayapur, the head pujari in Mayapur for last 35 years. Jananivas Prabhu was here for the temple opening, and he actually helped a lot. He helped a lot in installing the deities and in various ways he helped to set the standard of deity worship here. And Jananivas Prabhu was telling me that this Radharani of Radha Madan Mohan with Radha Madan Mohan is the most beautiful Radharani in the whole of ISKCON. He just said that this Radharani is more beautiful than Radharani in Mayapur and in Vrindavan. And this is the most beautiful Radharani. And when Jananivas Prabhu says something like that, it's really, because he doesn't say things just to flatter somebody. And especially when it comes to Radharani, he really meant it. Recently I heard during his Vaspuja, Radhanath Maharaj mentioned that Ujjain project will become the most important project of ISKCON. He said, in course of it's only a matter of time, and Ujjain will become the most vibrant and most important project of ISKCON. So I can see that the devotees are feeling so positive and so optimistic, so hopeful about this Ujjain project, and this naturally inspires me, enlivens me, and spurs me to really do something wonderful here. And somehow Krishna brought me here. This is an important place. It's Krishna Balaram's place of education. And our mission is to educate people. Krishna consciousness movement is actually an educational movement. It is teaching people how to become devotees of Krishna by understanding who Krishna is and how to develop our relationship with Krishna, and by establishing that relationship with Krishna, how to make our life successful. Sambandha, Abhidheya and Prayojan is the very basis of all our activities. And so gradually I want to make this place into a place of education for Krishna consciousness. Like, it's already happening. When people come here, what they get to see. What I'm mainly concerned about, that whoever comes here, they get a very good treatment. And they get a very nice impression of our movement. Actually, devotional service, although it is focused on to devotion to Krishna, but its practical application is through the devotion to the devotees of Krishna. It is by serving the devotees we actually serve Krishna. Krishna consciousness means to recognize the importance of the devotees, the greatness of the devotees, the exalted position of the devotees. Krishna says, those who think that they are my devotees, they are not my devotees. But those who are my devotees' devotees, they are my devotees. So devotional service is through devotees. And that's what I'm trying to remind everybody here, that serve the devotees. Yes, you're serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead is manifest in this planet, in amongst us, in the form of His devotees. So when we serve His devotees, He is served. When His devotees are pleased, Krishna is pleased. So we must, first and foremost consideration is to serve the devotees, make them happy. And this service to devotees means respectful attitude towards the senior devotees, friendship among the equals, and affection and compassion towards the juniors. And so this is the first and foremost education that we all need. And then, of course, there are other subsidiary branches of education also. Like, let us see how far I succeed. But I would very much like to set up an international school here where children can come from all over the world and they can get educated here. They will be groomed up to face the reality, face the world. They will, in one, although they will be getting the training to become devotees, at the same time they will also have the practical education to deal with the world. And yesterday we also had a very wonderful celebration of groundbreaking ceremony of the Food for Life building. So the Madhya Pradesh government has given us the assignment to cater to the midday meal project, which is feeding 20,000 school children in this area. And so for that we just started to build the kitchen. So it will be a large kitchen, quite a large kitchen, with it will be 100 feet long and 75 feet wide. So that way it will have 7,500 square foot area. And the kitchen will be equipped with all kinds of automatic machines. Like here people take chapati, so we have to serve chapatis to the school children. And so we are getting a chapati making machine that will make 10,000 chapatis per hour, and also a puri making machine that will make 10,000 puris per hour. Plus we will have 16 jackets which will prepare about 300 liters of sabji in 20 minutes time. So in this way we are preparing ourselves to cater to the need of feeding the 119 schools around here within a 10 kilometer radius of Ujjain city. And we'll be catering to 20,000 school children. So this is how we are also making a headway to have some sort of connection to the school children in this area. And eventually, we will set up our own schools. Like, probably first thing that we'll do, which I'm planning to start this year only, that is the construction of a primary school. That will be kindergarten and primary school adjacent to our temple here. And then eventually we'll set up this international school on, I'm looking for 100 acres of land to set up that school, because it will be a first class residential school with all kinds of facilities that the best schools in the world offer. And that's how we want to bring them up. Like, we must bring up our children in the most wonderful way, in the best possible way, because these people are going to become the leaders of the world tomorrow. Therefore, we have to bring them up, we have to train them up in such a way that they can become leaders, meaning they can really guide the world when they grow up. They can really guide the world to the real goal of life. And it is not just spiritual prosperity. Along with spiritual prosperity, the material prosperity also will come. Like, Vedic India was the greatest nation, greatest country in the world at the time. It was the most opulent country, it was the most powerful country. So Krishna consciousness establishes the most opulent, most powerful, most influential and most effective culture. And that is how we have to bring up our children. So let us see how Krishna will guide us to achieving that. I am simply depending upon His mercy. And in my own simple way, whatever I can do, I am just trying to do. And things are happening. Things are happening. Like, it's not that I just built this temple to just sit down here and have a nice time here. No. Rather, every day my responsibility and my anxiety is increasing. Because this is just the beginning. This temple is just the beginning. And we want to do so many other things. And I know, like, as the responsibility increases, the anxiety also will increase. But we have to take that anxiety for Krishna. That is how this movement is going to grow. If we just want to eat and sleep, then who will make this movement to spread all over the world in every town and village? That's why we have to take up more and more and more responsibilities. And that is how Krishna will be pleased, and that is how Krishna will shower His mercy upon us. So, day after tomorrow is the inauguration, the anniversary of the inauguration, the first anniversary of the inauguration. Actually, we came to Ujjain just 2 years back, and now we are celebrating the first anniversary of the temple opening. And this year, not so many devotees will come, because on the same day is also the inauguration of Tirupati temple. They had been building that temple for last 7-8 years, and it's going to be a very gorgeous temple. It's a beautiful marble temple. Revati Raman Prabhu, a disciple of Jayaprataka Maharaj, has been leading that project. He's a very competent devotee, and he has been behind this construction of the temple and for last so many years, and finally the inauguration is taking place. This year they are going to celebrate that on the Nityananda Trayodashi. So our two programs are overlapping. Therefore, I won't be able to go to Tirupati for the temple opening. And since many devotees will be going there for the temple opening, not many senior devotees will be able to come here this time. But we are going to have a big program. Many devotees are still coming, to those who are close to Ujjain project, those who are close to me. They are preferring to come here. And so the program will be morning program will be just a spiritual program, the temple program. The temple is going to be decorated with beautiful lightings and beautiful flower decorations, and in the morning we'll have a fire sacrifice and abhishek of Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan, Krishna Balaram and Gaur Nithai. And then we will have prasad. And this being a very popular temple in the city, we are expecting many, many people to come. And then in the evening we'll have a cultural program. This cultural program is going to take place in a large park, not too far from the temple. We are organizing the program in that park because so many people will come. We are expecting, we are making arrangements, sitting arrangements for about 6,000 people. And the performance will be a dance program by one Nandita Puri and her group from Bombay. And Anup Jalota, who is a very famous singer, who actually has a title of Bhajan Samrat. the monarch of the bhajan, he will be coming also to. So we are looking forward to a very nice evening program day after tomorrow. And that program probably will go on till midnight, starting at 7 in the evening. And so this is how we are going to celebrate. Many devotees have come. Previously, when devotees used to come, we used to put them up in hotels because we did not have our facilities here. But now our guest house is open, so all the guests are staying in the guest house. And they're very happy to be in the guest house, in the temple premises. And those who haven't come here, I can just inform them that this guest house is actually a very beautiful one. Probably the only one of its kind, which is fully made of marble. No, it's another one which hasn't opened as yet, is the new guest house of Bombay, Juhu Temple. That is also made of white marble. But our guest house is made of pure white marble from Makrana. And not only our guest house, our Brahmachari Ashram also is made of pure white marble from Makrana, which produces the best marble in India. And we also have developed a beautiful garden here, and it's very colorful with so many varieties of flowers. And anyway, like whoever comes simply wants to appreciate it and express their desire that someday they would like to come and settle down. Like today, some devotees from Italy, some householder devotee, he was telling me that how he is planning to have a place here so that he can spend his time here. And so the project is going on nicely, and newer projects are also developing. And I'm happy that somehow we are able to do something for Srila Prabhupada. My only lamentation is that I couldn't do all these things when Srila Prabhupada was present on the planet, because I would so much want to just walk up to Srila Prabhupada and tell Srila Prabhupada that all that I'm doing, and what I would not give to see Srila Prabhupada just smiling with appreciation for whatever little I'm trying to do for him. But I hope that from the spiritual sky Srila Prabhupada is watching me, and Srila Prabhupada is pleased with my endeavor to serve his lotus feet. Srila Prabhupada ki, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari.